Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a pleasurable experience?
It was. It was.
Good.
A good Tuesday crossword.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Any particular problems?
No, not really. I did it actually faster than I did Monday, I believe. So I did it in 9 minutes and 40 seconds.
Whoa, I did it in 1824.
Wow.
I know, that's slow compared to you.
Yeah, and I was doing it again on my phone and late at night in the dark.
Right. Yeah, I had a little trouble in the sort of middle right of the crossword. I had, for 45 down, like some hot dogs. For some reason, I had written "alk beef" as opposed to "all beef."
Alk beef.
And so I was trying to figure out 51 across, and that was petulant cry.
Uh-huh.
And the word, the answer was mule, M-E-W-L.
That's correct.
Which is already sort of a toughish word.
Yes, it is.
And it gets tougher when you put the K in where there's supposed to be an L.
I guess so. Uh-huh.
So that sort of slowed me down there. And also 44 across, the confection popular in South Asia and the Mideast, halva.
Halva.
Have you ever had any halva?
I don't believe I have.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Haven't had a helping of halva.
No helping of halva.
Mm-hmm. So
have
I didn't
to look that up and make it sometime.
Right. So a little trouble there. That probably was, I'd say 9 minutes worth of searching.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. So there was a theme.
Yes, there was.
Would you like to elaborate on the theme?
Okay. It wasn't much of a theme, but there were a number of circled squares. And so if you filled it out correctly, each one of the circled squares, they were paired, one on top of each other, and they kind of started in the middle left and then went up and then up and then up and then down and then down and down. So kind of symmetrically they went up and down, and they were like paired circles, one on top of the other. And if you filled it out correctly, they had the same letter in each circle. So, for example, 37 across, rolls on Gray's Anatomy abbreviation. The answer was doctors, DRS abbreviated. And the R was in a circle. And then the circle right below that was part of 41 across, environmental activist Thunberg. And, of course, that was Greta Thunberg. So the R from Greta was right below the R from doctors. And so we had those pairings. And then if you got down to 52 across, the clue was rare sighting after a storm or a hint to this puzzled circled letters. And the answer to that was a double rainbow. And so, of course, you had the double letters, but if you look closely at the letters, they were R-O-Y, and then right at the very top of the puzzle, G, and then going back down, B-I-V. So they were in a rainbow shape, and they were doubled letters that represented the different colors of the rainbow. R is red, O is orange, Y yellow, G green, B blue, I indigo, and V violet. So
right.
So anyway, that was the theme.
Mm-hmm. A very colorful theme.
It was, and it would have been a challenge to try to figure out how to pair those letters. So when I said not much of a theme, it didn't have a lot of, you know, clues that were similar in any way, but it did have those double letters that you had to fill out correctly if you were going to solve the puzzle. And the fact that they spelled out the colors of the spectrum, or they represented the colors of the spectrum, was pretty clever.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it actually helped me on the last color, violet, because 40 across, plumber's pipe material in brief was PVC,
right.
And 44 across, the aforementioned confection popular in South Asia in the Mideast, halva. I didn't have the two V's. One of them I was off. And I looked and said, well, they both have to be V's. So, and of course, those two V's were part of, because you don't see a lot of V's together, like in pairs. But the answer was to 12 down, like a public relations pro, media savvy. So that was, I think the only thing I regretted, I was hoping that when you solve the puzzle, the squares would turn color. You know, they used to do, I mean, not too long ago, they had some remarkable animations and things happening when it would draw a shape and then they'd show lines and it would be connecting things. Now they don't even, they won't even change color. I don't know if it's gotten
Maybe
too
it,
hard for
yeah,
them or something.
maybe that's costly or something.
I don't know. I mean, it's the New York Times. I can't imagine. Well, I guess they'd, I mean, it's all internal. Their own people would be doing it, but maybe. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of other interesting mistakes that I made. There's
Interesting
so there's
mistakes.
so many to choose from. I
That
don't know
could be
where to
the
start.
title of a book. Interesting Mistakes I Have Made
Yes.
by Jean.
38 across, Islamic leaders claiming succession for Muhammad. So for some reason I wrote Khalifa because I was thinking of the caliphate. And but it was the Islamic leaders were the caliphs, CALIPHS. And so but that what I thought was an A and in fact was an S in caliphs ran into 39 down, displayed, and shown made a whole lot more sense than ahone.
I'm sure, yes.
I started off poorly, one down, ready to go next. I had at bat, but the answer was on tap, which I guess works. I also 20 across, again another fascinating mistake. Org with a canine registry. I went for AK and then I sort of lost focus and I wrote AKA. And so I was trying for three down. I had REATOR, and the clue was toy for a budding engineer, and I was like, seems like creators, or something like that. But it turned out to be erector set, and I was thinking like, you know, those Lincoln Logs. I was thinking maybe that would be. I guess that isn't quite as techy as what a budding engineer would want. They don't want to build in wood, even though it's a great material. So, and I was temporarily natticked. This is so embarrassing. 47 down, blank, Belova, aka Marvel's Black Widow. I just finished watching the entire movie. You would think I would have known the name, Yelena, but I don't remember
Yelena.
Yelena. I guess I don't really remember them saying that
No, they
much.
don't really call her that.
So, anyway, and the N of Yelena ran into 62 across muchachos. The answer was ninos. I have no, what are ninos? Babies in Spanish?
Little boy.
Little boy. Oh, so little boys are muchachos.
Well, muchacho is boy, but niño is little boy, like a toddler or tot.
I see.
Muchacha could be, an 8-year-old or 10-year-old, anyone who's not an adult yet. And then for girls, it's muchacha and niña.
Ah, fascinating. All
That's
this.
just that's that's from my Spanish class, which was a very, very long time ago. So don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's
I have no Spanish class to fall back on.
right.
The only thing I can do is think in French and sort of try and get the analog in Spanish, which is sometimes that works out pretty well.
There are a lot of similar
Yes.
words.
Well, they're not, I mean, that, you know, got Spain and France, they really aren't that far apart. So, okay. Well, a pretty decent crossword
Yep, I liked
by,
it.
yep. And it was by Vaibhav Srikaran and Matthew Stuck,
Good job.
edited as always by Will Shortz, indeed. And it is Triplet Tuesday.
Do, 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 do.
So, you ready for Triplet Tuesday?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Listeners, this is Triplet Tuesday.
there's really no way you can prepare for Triplet Tuesday.
You can be well rested.
Well, I suppose.
You know, in sort of a calm state of mind.
Okay, well.
Or you can have all three-letter words of the English dictionary loaded into your brain.
Well, that would be probably impossible.
Right.
So, okay.
All right. So, listeners, again, the way this works is I am going to be providing three clues to Jean, the answers to which are a three-letter answer. And the clues get easier, and there are going to be three of them per word, and we're going to do that three times. So it's Triplet Tuesday. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
Something it's not good to go to.
Pop.
You got it in one. Wow, okay. The second clue was Chip's Place, and I thought this was fitting for today's crossword, container at the end of a rainbow.
Uh-huh. Pot of gold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one up.
All right.
Apprentice.
Apprentice. Oh. Aid.
Nope.
No.
Den delivery.
Cub.
Right. The third was going to be Wrigley Field player.
Oh, I would have known that.
Right. Ceiling.
Ceiling. Top.
Nope. Cornea cover.
I'm sorry?
Cornea cover.
Cornea cover. Lid.
Right.
All right.
Got it in two. The third was going to be Tupperware top.
Uh-huh.
I made these too easy.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to have to.
I was just well rested. I had memorized all the three letter words.
So that's your secret. Okay. All right. Well, that's it for Triplet Tuesday. That was a fast Triplet Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
You were going at triple speed.
Uh-huh.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. And, by the way, when you're listening to our podcast, we recommend you go to xwordinfo.com. If you aren't solving the puzzle yourself, if you don't have the puzzle to look at, because at xwordinfo.com, you can take a look at the completed grid along with the clues, and that sometimes makes it easier to follow along this conversation. So you could see the lovely rainbow that we were talking about today.
Yes.
And anyways, that's it for today. So thanks for listening, and be sure and tune in tomorrow when we will have another exciting analysis of tomorrow's crossword.
Bye-bye.